Believing Chandler has hidden the dwarf Orenge in the small library at the foot of the secret stairway, Prince Dmitri makes an excuse to enter the room with Chandler and the regents. When he learns Orenge is not there, he leaves in fury. Chandler discovers the ancient Egyptian parchment concealed in the cover of a book. From it, he learns of a subterranean altar room, where it is said a mysterious light has burned for untold centuries. They open the door. The sinister drum is beating as Dorothy cries out that Naje has disappeared. Chandu, the magician.
Naje, Naje, where are you? Surely she couldn't have gone down the stairs.
Did you hear Dimitri's voice, Frank?
Of course I heard it.
Then Naje must have heard it too. She's probably gone back to the stairway so Dimitri wouldn't see her.
Well, how could he help seeing her if he was right here? Where do you suppose he is, Uncle Frank? I don't see him.
He's probably hiding behind a chair or something.
No, he's not in here.
But he must be in here somewhere, Frank. Well, I heard his voice as plainly as I hear yours.
Oh, you don't understand.
Well, come on, let's go down in this room. Naje might be down there.
She couldn't be down there. Only a second ago, she was right here. Listen to that drum. It's terrible.
Yeah. And look at that funny light that comes up out of that room, Uncle Frank.
Shall I take the children and go back to the other part of the castle, Frank?
No, no. We mustn't be separated even for a moment. We'll have to go down there, all of us.
Oh, we aren't afraid, are we, Bob? Even if that thing does give us the shivers.
Of course not. I guess you were right about Dmitri being a crook after all, Uncle Frank.
I know you must be right about him now. But you know what? He sort of fascinates me. I mean, I feel kind of helpless when he talks to me as if I had to do what he says.
Oh, Betty, darling, please. Frank,
come on. Down these stairs. And Bob and Betty, be sure not to touch anything down there. Don't pick up anything. Even a piece of paper.
Okay. You think there's anybody down there?
You think Naje is down there? Naje? Naje?
Don't, dear. We're ready, Frank.
All right. I'll go first.
Isn't that green light positively weird?
Yeah. You ought to see your face in that funny light. You all look like we're dead or something.
Bobby, look down there.
Say, are we all crazy or what? Where's that green light coming from?
Here's the bottom of the stairs.
Frank, what is this place?
No wonder the yogi sent me to Mautavania. I wonder if he suspected this room was here.
What is it, Frank? What do you mean?
I mean that for years, the members of the Brotherhood have been searching for this room. It was known to exist, but no one knew where.
But what were they looking for it for?
I know.
Yes. It's a room where the black arts have been practiced for countless centuries.
Why, Uncle Frank, you don't mean you believe in witches and demons and all that.
I didn't say that, Betty. And anyway, words like witch and demon and so on were only used by people in ancient days to convey their impression of these sinister forces they couldn't understand.
Oh, heavens, Frank.
Well, where do we go from here, Uncle Frank? There certainly is no one in here.
Oh, what was that? Oh, what a terrible place this is.
Well, gee, Mother, if that was a door that slammed, there must have been somebody in here that slammed it.
Not necessarily, Bob.
Why, Uncle Frank.
Don't be frightened, Betty. We'll be out of here in a few minutes, and all this will seem like a bad dream. Won't it, Frank?
Yes, yes, of course. But what could have happened to Naje?
I don't see how she could get down here without our seeing her. We were all looking right down the stairway.
Oh, I know I seem hysterical about this place, Frank. But there's a terrible force of some sort in here that's mocking us. As though it were defying us to learn what happened to Naje. Don't you feel it yourself, Frank?
You know I do, Dorothy. But you mustn't let yourself be afraid. It's not just Naje's disappearance this room is concealing, but secrets that have been kept here for thousands of years.
But what about Naje, Uncle Frank? Where do you suppose she is?
Oh, I wish that drum would stop beating.
Don't stop.
Now, Mother, you just got through telling me not to get scared.
Yeah, and as long as we're down here, why don't we look around at these old things? I'm going to anyway. What's that over there, Uncle Frank?
It's an altar. Those two gods on either side are the Egyptians, Isis and Osiris.
Well, that big stone statue there against the wall looks just like that little one we found upstairs.
Yes, it's King Khufu.
But don't you wish you knew why anybody would build a room like this way up here in Mautavania? Hundreds and hundreds of miles from Egypt, Uncle Frank?
Yes.
Where is the light coming from, Frank? I can't see a lamp.
Well, did that parchment mean the lamp kept on burning for thousands of years without anybody paying any attention to it? That's just silly.
Oh, never mind that, Bobby. The important thing now is to find Naje.
Yes. Dmitri must bring her back to us.
But you know she didn't go out with Dmitri, Uncle Frank. He just went out and slammed that door behind him. She wasn't even in the room when Dmitri was there.
Oh, hush, Bobby.
I'll find him. Dmitri, I challenge you to return to this room.
Well, where do you think he is, Uncle Frank? You don't really see him, do you?
Betty and Bobby, we must be still. Don't you realize every moment is precious?
So you won't appear willingly, Dimitri. Then I shall have to force you to come here.
Oh, Frank, be careful.
I know exactly how dangerous it is, Doc. But nothing can stand in the way of my finding Nachi. Be quiet now, all of you. Dimitri, Prince of Black Ops, by the power of the 3x3, I summon you to appear before this altar. So there you are. What have you done with Nachi?
Yes, I am here. No doubt you are congratulating yourself that you forced me to appear before you. You are mistaken. I came of my own accord.
That's not true, Dimitri.
As you will.
Have you hidden Nachi somewhere? What have you done with her?
Perhaps you heard me up there in that secret room telling you, Mr. Chandler, that you are not possessed of all the magic powers in the universe.
Well,
I see you have already learned the secret of this room.
I wouldn't need occult powers to tell me that. The very atmosphere is charged with evil.
And yet you brought your family here?
Because they're safer here with me to protect them than if I left them in the other part of the castle.
So, you do not then think so lightly of my powers, Mr. Chandler?
On the contrary, I think they're so dangerous that I'm going to take them from you forever.
You are ambitious, my friend. You are not the first upstart who has threatened the Brothers of Jeopardy with destruction. And let me tell you, Chandler, or perhaps you know already, that Nachi has been studying for years to learn to defeat me.
Nachi?
Yes. At first, I did not take her seriously. For after all, she is only a woman. But when she began to work with you, I knew that sooner or later she must be removed. And tonight brought me the opportunity to do so.
And I tell you again, Dimitri, tonight we'll see the last of your evil powers. You will never again practice these black arts of yours.
You shall see which one of us is stronger. I call to my aid the black forces of ancient Egypt.
You hear the rushing wind? It blows from the river Styx, the river of the dead. You are surrounded by all the powers of darkness. Listen. Neither you nor all the brothers of the 3x3 can prevail against the black magic of old Egypt.
Listen, Dimitri. Do you hear that? I'm not fighting you alone. With me are all the powers of good in the universe. You have reached the end, Dimitri. And those you have marked for death and dishonor will be saved.
Those who died because of me?
Yes. Well, that boy in Paris, young Radislav, ending his life in a Russian prison. Even Roxwolf.
You know of Roxwolf? Von Bolton?
You think I was blind?
No, you are not blind, but you are weak. As the good are always weak. It is the man who will stop at nothing who is strongest. And I, Dimitri, I am strongest of all.
You are strong, eh? Why then does your author light die out? Why is your drum growing weaker? The drums of doom, you call it. Why has the rushing wind from the river Styx grown faint? Answer me, Dimitri. Answer me.
It is only your imagination.
No, it's not imagination. It's true. Evil has no power except that which man gives it. And from this moment, Dimitri, your power is gone. And now you will stand there before the altar of the green flame. You will not move nor speak. Listen to the music. It tells you you are broken forever.
That green light going out. We'll be left in the dark down here with him.
But he can harm you no more than that snake I killed in Nachi's palace in Cairo. Now, Dimitri, I will show you that I do not need your help. I shall bring Nachi to this room myself. Nachi, sister of the Lotus, you are even now in the room.
Nachi!
Can you beat that?
Oh, Chandu, you have...
Nachi, we've beaten him at last.
Thank you.